We will start with our Hall of Fame nominees inductions. First up is Dove. Known for its exceptional musicianship, exciting stage presence, creative stage dress, and innovative marketing, Dove was a unique five-piece rock band that quickly became a hit throughout the Northeast in the early 1970s. Playing songs from artists like David Bowie and Jethro Tull, as well as original tunes like Kid and I Know, Dove built their fan base with a high-energy stage show that packed many a venue from Buffalo to Albany and Watertown to Pennsylvania. Led by frontman Howie Bartolo on sax, vocals, and flute, Dove became a juggernaut from 1971 to 1973. The band also included Rick Cua, Dave Hanlon, Larry Scarafini, and Larry Arlotta, whose keyboard performance there are no words to describe the mastery of. Unique, exciting, freewheeling, that's Dove. Now a Sammy's Hall of Fame. Next to be inducted into the Sammy's Hall of Fame is John Cadley. John started playing guitar when he was 13. A friend at boarding school lent him a guitar and showed him an A chord, which John quickly wore out and asked, "Are there any more chords?" While he learned more chords, he also heard someone playing a record by the Kingston Trio, the most popular group of the Great Folk Scare in the late 50s and early 60s. Learning songs from the Trio records by ear, John formed his first band at boarding school, the Rum Runners. Moving on to college, John played with various bluegrass and jug band groups and also became a member of the Glen Cloves, a folk group from Long Island that scored a top 40 national hit with the song Hootenanny. After that came country rock, with John switching from acoustic to electric guitar and helping to found the popular local band Cross Creek. John returned to Syracuse in 1983, went back to advertising, and spent 3 years playing with the Texas Hots on weekends. It was then that John started recording his own original material on two Sammy Award-winning Lost Boys CDs, and then two more solo CDs he recorded in Nashville with Clay Hess, a former guitar player for Ricky Skaggs, who John became friends with through jam sessions at various festivals. Please welcome John Cadley to the Syracuse Area Music Hall of Fame. Next to enter the Hall of Fame is Mary Jo Spillane. She's a tour and production manager who has worked in the concert industry for the past 26 years. She is best known for helping her clients increase profit margins on their live tours. Some of Ms. Spillane's clients have included Kelly Osbourne, Slayer, Dolly Parton, Heaven and Hell, and Lady Gaga. She currently works with the multi-platinum band Shinedown. Mary Jo is a trailblazer for women in a male-dominated industry. She is a three-time nominee for Polestar's Road Warrior Award and landed on Tour Guide's People to Watch list in 2000. She was the first female to receive these honors. Ms. Spillane produces corporate events both locally and nationally, including Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Lights Raise Up Your Summer Concert in Outering featuring The Killers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Labatt Blue Light Refreshment Duo Party in Stowe, Vermont. Other corporate patrons include Dell and United Auto Supply, amongst others. Mary Jo launched her own company when she was 19. MJS provides local and regional shows with backline and tech support. Highly approachable, Mary Jo is an avid porch enthusiast and wine aficionado. She is currently working on her first book, Trials of the Tour, which tells the story of a young woman in the fast-paced world of traveling with rock bands. Mary Jo Spillane in the Sammy's Hall of Fame. Our next inductee to the Sammy's Hall of Fame is Stacy Waterman. Ooh, I lost a page on it. Okay. All right. During her early years at DMR, Stacy met Chuck Chale and began moonlighting for creative concerts after her tenure with Dave Rezek and a tenure at the Lost Horizon when she was just 19 years old. Waterman eventually became the production manager for Chao's shows from Buffalo to Poughkeepsie and around the Northeast. Ms. Waterman has also headed production for every major show at the Chiefs Stadium since it opened, including the Allman Brothers, Dave Matthews Band, Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, and John Mellencamp, and coming in 2018, new creative concert series coming to both SI Hall at the Empire Expo Center and Paper Mill Island in Baldwinsville. Stacy worked many years booking local acts, and her success with DMR AD, which is after Dave, in generating non-commission-based income has allowed her to support the scene without taking money out of the pockets of local musicians. For decades, Stacy has served the local community in a way no one else has. Please welcome her to the Sammy's Hall of Fame. Educator of the Year is Monk Rowe, who since 1995 and to the present day is the director of the Phileas Jazz Archive at Hamilton College. He is also an adjunct instructor in saxophone at Hamilton College. He has been in the Roots of Rock and Roll, a retrospective performance of the development of rock and roll since 2007, and since 1990 has fronted Monk Rowe Jazz Quartet. In 2015, he published a book called Jazz Tales from Jazz Legends, compiling stories from the Phileas Jazz Archives. Please welcome Monk Rowe to the Sammy's Hall of Fame. This year, the Sammy's Lifetime Achievement Award goes to a gentleman that I will actually come right out and say was one of the biggest influences on my career, Dave Fresina. Dave started radio in college at SUNY Cortland's WSUC. He then moved on to join the cast of original DJs when WAQX 95X began broadcasting 40 years ago in August of 1978. He worked his way up through overnights to middays and then to music director and program director, and now Dave is doing afternoon drive on 105.9 The Rebel, weekdays from 2 until 6 p.m. In 1979, the weekly one-hour show Soundcheck was born. A one-hour show has been broadcast and hosted by Dave Fresina Sunday nights, and 2018 celebrates Dave Fresina's dedication to Syracuse broadcasting for 40 consecutive years. Fresina's dedication to local music earned him a spot in the Syracuse Area Music Awards Hall of Fame in 1994, and he remains just one of a handful of broadcasters in the Hall of Fame. In 2014, State Senator John DeFrancisco presented Dave with a State Senate proclamation recognizing the contributions he has made to local radio and local music. Dave continues to host Soundcheck Sundays from 9 until 10, a local show that he started back in 1979, and he created a new show called Soulshine that airs from 10 until 2 on Sundays, a freeform radio experience that is a special blend of hand-picked music. Today, Dave continues to support music events, the Palace Theater, Dinosaur Barbecue, and the Landmark, just to name a few, for 40 consecutive years, where there's Syracuse music happening, there's Dave Fresina. And now we move on to our Sammy's nominees for this year. We start off with Best Pop. All Poets and Heroes, Where We Lived and What We Lived For. Nate, Summer is the Cure. Sarah Bullis, The Road to Marcellus. Ben Morrow, Good Day. And B, Old Habits. For Best Jazz, Peter Allen Alt Jazz, It Was Just About That Time. Tim Herron, Thinkquisition. Robert Holes, Visions, Coast to Coast Connection. And ESP, Zero Gravity. For Best Hip Hop or Rap, Sophistafunk with Real Vibration. Seth Dollar with Vanity. Wiggs with No Turning Back. Steve Cook, Mid-20s. And Suppa Sati, Who You Thought It Was. For Best Americana, Mark Wall with Circadia. Austin McRae with Keeper. Jane Zell and Almost Real. Harmonic Dirt with Anthracite. And the Region Legion with Ruddy Well Band, Common Ground Benefit, In My Father's Kitchen. Your nominees for Best Alternative are The Action with 5, Good Night Forever, Dim Lit Motivation, Matty Dale Music Collective, Dream Wild, Phantom Chemistry, Everything's Great, Against the Giants, Harden Your Heart. For Best Rock, the nominees are Flash Cubes, Forever, The Alpha Fire, Embers, Tommy Gunn, Talk of the Town, Jess Novak Band, Fireworks, The Penetrators, Legacy. For Best Hard Rock, Ecliptic Vision with Umphalos of the Void, Sam Peer, World of Illusion EP, Jeremiah's Razor with Jeremiah's Razor, Breaking Solace and The Stand, and Between Hope and Fear with The Water. The nominees for Best Other Style, Answer the Muse, Now, Leo Crandall, The Art of Swimming, A Cast of Thousands, The Fifth, Joe Harris, Wake the Dead, Harriet Tubman Freedom Music Festival Volume 2, Music for Freedom, Harriet Tubman. The nominees for Best Jam Band, Late Earth, The Prevail, Barroom Philosophers, Barroom Philosophers, John McConnell, By Design, Chris Eves and the New Normal, Find Your Way, Old Deer Ensemble, Festival. Best singer-songwriter nominees include Amanda Rogers for Heavy Blue, Alex Gideon for Know the Different, More No Different Than Before, Cam Caruso, On the Other Side, Sydney Irving, Hello Stranger, and Jay Schnitt, How to Be Happy About the End of the World. Nominees for Best Blues, Bad Mama's Blues Band, There Goes the Rent, Matthew Blake and the Blues Dragons, self-titled, Moondog Howlers, One Track Mind. Your nominees for Best R&B, Skunk City, Sparked, Kings of the Fall, The Ascension, Diana Jacobs Band, Good Medicine. And here to introduce your nominees for Best Country, Heather from Wolf.
Thank you. I'm Heather Daly from 92.1 The Wolf, Syracuse's number one for new hit country, and we are such big supporters of local music here in Syracuse. So I am honored to be here today and excited to present to you the Best Country category here at the Sammies. And the nominees are Floodwood with Till I Die and Matt Dunn Band with I Am This Road Deluxe Edition. Congratulations, nominees, and good luck. Thank you.
Heather Daly from The Wolf. And we wrap everything up with our nominees for Best Electronica, Leper Pony, White Savior, Maze Duke, American Pixels, and Man Woman Machine, Ultra Exosonic. So once again, the Sammies taking place Friday, March 2nd, right here at the Palace Theater, 7 p.m. $20 tickets available at Soundgarden, also at SyracuseAreaMusic.com. The Sammies Hall of Fame induction, Thursday night, March 1st, upstairs at the Dinosaur Barbecue. Tickets are $25. Get those at SyracuseAreaMusic.com. Congratulations to all of our Hall of Fame nominees. Congratulations to all of our nominees for the categories, and we will see you at the Sammies.